Let me take you back here. You, while working for the Tribune in Washington, and you would travel back to Oklahoma, and you did that with Senator Robert Kerr, you'd fly on his plane.
That was amazing. Kerr McGee had an aircraft. So I got a call from Senator Kerr's PR guy, and he said, "You want to spend the weekend in Oklahoma City?" And I said, "Sure. I've got a brother there. He's a doctor, and I'd be glad to see him." And he said, "Well, just be at National Airport, the private part, you know." And there's two separate areas that there was then. And, oh, my God, Lyndon Johnson was on the plane. And we flew to Austin, where he had not... Listen to this. This is incredible. Lyndon Johnson had such power that he had all three networks in one station and would pick and choose. Sesame Street, this, that, the top-rated show. Do you believe that? And, boy, during that flight... Vulgar? I can't even repeat some of the words. I didn't know that such words in tandem existed. I went back out to the air park, not the airport, air park, Oklahoma City, and we flew to Austin, picked up Lyndon, and flew back to Washington. And it was quite an experience. And I'm trying to remember the name of the kid that sat next to me that never bathed, wore shoes without socks, and became a nationally syndicated columnist to this good day. Wow. I went to hear him speak at the Civic Center, top drawer speech, and he said, "Is Frosty Troy out there?" I said, "All present accounted for, sir." And they gave me a round of applause. But